Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to Own It, where we embrace every part of life, from our boldest choices to our toughest mistakes. I am Freya. I'm just a girl living her life in London. My life isn't perfect, of course, but I'm owning every step of it. And that's what I want to share with you. The good, the hard, and everything in between. Here, we're creating a safe space for her, for every girl out there who's learning to trust herself, to love herself, every black cat energy who loves to empower herself with no apologies and who likes to take up the space in this world because we all need a space. Today, we're talking about something that's often easier said than done, and that is putting yourself first. You know, the idea of self-love can sound like just another buzzword, another motivational cliche thing. But let's break it down. What does it actually mean in real life? And how do we choose ourselves? Especially in a world that seems to love telling us how we should be living, loving, and even thinking. If you're anything like me, you've probably spent years making sure everyone around you was happy, maybe a partner, a family member, or a friend, showing up when they needed it, often putting their needs above your own. And for a long time, I thought that was the key to happiness. But I was wrong. I thought that if people I cared about were happy, I would naturally feel fulfilled too. But here's the truth. I had to learn constantly prioritizing others without checking in yourself leaves you drained, empty, and far from the life you deserve. Growing up in a close-knit cultural community, it was a rich one actually, but I was raised to value family and community above all. There is such a beauty in that, but it also taught me that my worth was tied to how much I could give. And I didn't question it until I moved to this beautiful loner city, London, where I suddenly found myself alone in a big city, watching everyone hustle on their own path, putting their own priorities first. I started to see something I hadn't been used to. People who said no apologetically, people who protected their energy, put their needs first, and it did hit me. No one here was going to give me permission to choose myself. I had to give that permission to myself. Let me tell you my story. So I had my first job and I was determined to prove myself, to show my boss and everyone that I could just handle anything. There was someone at work who seemed set on making things hard for me. And instead of setting a boundary, I pushed through every day. I felt more and more drained. And then I felt like I was shrinking under the pressure. It wasn't just work. It started seeping into every part of my life, making me feel like a stranger to myself. That was my wake-up call. I realized that I've been giving so much of myself away that there was barely anything left for me. There was the moment I knew I had to start to prioritize myself. And honestly, it was the best decision I made. I started focusing on my own well-being, checking in with myself, asking what I needed. I felt uncomfortable at first, I'm not going to lie. I felt like I was being selfish. But I came to see that looking after myself wasn't just okay. It was essential. It is true that I got some help using BetterHelp. It's not sponsored. It's my first episode, so let's be real. I started to do therapy because in here I felt like it's a bit hard to just choose someone who would understand me. And I didn't want to go see a doctor. I just wanted to be in my safe space, which is my house, and just talk to a therapist. It did really help me because it brought me back to where I wanted to be. It brought my energy back. And I just knew that I needed to leave stuff instead of running away from my life, you know? Leave stuff, but stay in my life and own every decision I make. So here is the beautiful part. When you put yourself first, you're not just protecting your peace, you're aligning with your biggest and highest good. And it's like telling the universe, I know my worth, and I'm ready for things that reflect it. That's the essence of the law of attraction, actually. When you're tuned into your own needs, your dreams, and your energy, you naturally attract experiences and people who vibe with that. And that is what I call black energy, black cat energy. The quiet, the confident, that woman who passes in front of you and you feel like a gaze that takes away the whole energy in the place. Everybody wants to be her. And to be her, you should be confident. You should feel the worth that you deserve and that you are whole and that you're not chasing anyone. You're attracted and you're not waiting for permission and not giving yourself to anyone. So how do we actually start putting ourselves first? I would say, date yourself. Take yourself out. Spend some quality time. Take yourself to a cafe. Go do Pilates. Go have some yoga classes. Go for a walk. You can even binge watch your favorite show if that feels like nourishing your soul. Also, set your boundaries like a queen. Boundaries are essential. They are not walls, but filters, allowing what aligns with you and aligns with your peace, blocking what doesn't, of course. And it makes you feel not guilty. And you just feel that it's your space. And only people who respect your boundaries can get into it. It's like a job that you put in LinkedIn. Will you recruit anyone with no degree? No. Of course, whatever in the description is what you allow. So set your boundaries. Put your non-negotiable list. Know what your worth is and what you allow in your life. We tend to focus in other people's life without focusing on our own. Just focus on your own so that your life aligns with you. Also, manifest your best self. And that's by embodying the person you want to become. Do some visualization, put intentions, just be in alignment with yourself. Sometimes journal, do meditation, do things that makes you aligned with your highest self. Also, we tend to forget this, social media. We should make our social media a temple as much as our bodies. We should nourish our bodies with beautiful foods and whole ones, and also our social media, because it's your mental health. I don't want you to go to your daily space and find things that's going to make you jealous. I want you to go there to reflect your peace in there. Follow accounts that inspires you, empowers you. Listen even to podcasts that makes you align with yourself. Listen to music with good energy. I know sometimes we want to feel heartbroken. Okay, it's fine. But don't make it your daily, like, music or your daily things. And follow what drains you and makes you doubt your worth. Put things that gives you power in yourself. I love when I wake up in the morning and I find inspiration, pep talk, just over my feet. That sets my day. When I wake up and I find something that's, like, dark, I'm like, oh my God. What a day to start with. And right away, I delete that person. And I want you to do that. Because social media is just not, it's not just a place to connect. It's also a place to connect with yourself. And it's your own space. Also, love yourself first. We just said that many times. But before you search for a partner, become the partner you would want for yourself. Your own best friend. Your own biggest cheerleader. When you love yourself deeply, you set a standard for the love that you allow in your life. Your partner should complement you, not complete you. He should be the cherry on top of the ice cream, but the good one, you know, not the ice cream, just the dessert. Men are dessert, and you know that. So if you're hearing this, let's make a promise to each other. We're done with putting ourselves second, with bending for other people. Who don't appreciate us? We'd sacrifice in our dreams for the sake of just keeping the peace and just, you know, let me just stay there so people, I don't let them down. If you do things for people to not let them down by letting yourself down, sorry, that's not acceptable. Are you crazy? You are first. And in every religion, there is me and then things. So God puts us here to nourish our souls, to take care of our bodies and our souls. And that's by putting ourselves first, without harming others, of course. Let's just not mistake things. So let's own our choices and set boundaries that protect our energy and live from a place of self-love so deep that it's unshakable. This is what it means to own it, to walk through life with a bold energy, no apologies, knowing exactly who you are and what you deserve. If this resonates with you, feel free to subscribe, leave me your comments, and let me know what you want to hear more. As a promise, I will be talking about dating a lot, but I will also be talking about life in general. So my lovelies, take care of yourself and see you soon. Au revoir.